All right, Woody, as we're all trying to figure out interesting conversation now that we're getting close to minicamp about the Miami Dolphins and what's going on. And by the way, all fair questions. Everything's fair, man. It's not like everybody's picking on the Miami Dolphins. A lot of this stuff is fair. What's our identity? What's our strength of our team? And now, I mean, some of this is led by the national media. The stay, go, and I don't know. Stay is Tyreek Hill. A lot of people think it's not, that they're still looking to trade him. Jalen Ramsey is definitely a go. Even if they got to throw some money in to make the deal happen. And I don't know is Jonnu Smith, but I will tell you this. Drew Rosenhaus is one of the best agents in the business. That guy went out, and it was excellent. Never mentioned Jonnu Smith wants out. He does not want to be here. He needs to get paid of the year. He said this is where he wants to be. Woody, it was brilliant. It was Drew at his best on the PR right back. Like, hey, Jonnu Smith is the 32nd highest paid tight end. He's coming off a Pro Bowl, the only guy on the Miami Dolphins to make the Pro Bowl. He lives in Miami. He went to FIU. He wants to be here. He does not want to play anywhere else. He loves playing for Mike and the Miami Dolphins. I mean, he loaded it up. It was nothing negative to it except we just need a new contract. He is totally outplayed with 88 catches, $4.2 million. When all these tight ends around the league, even backup tight ends that do nothing but block, are making a lot more than he is, something needs to get fixed. Now, I tell you the other one that I hope and I do know Jonnu Smith wants to be with the Miami Dolphins. Loves it. Had a breakout year for him. Got a chance to be the number one guy. He is a great pass receiving tight end. He is really friggin' good. He really is. He is athletic and he has got a gear and he can run. And the drop off after him as a pass receiving tight end, he's by himself. There's nothing comparable to what he can do. Nothing on that group. The other guy that's interesting, we haven't heard anything about, and he's playing good captain right now, is Zach Sealer. Also a Drew Rosenhaus client. Recently got a new contract. What was it? I want to say $39 million or something. And listen, from where Zach Sealer getting cut by Baltimore, coming here, turned himself into a really good pass rusher. Double-digit sacks, 2 years. And listen, sacks are it. Also good against the run, but and being durable, Zach checks all the boxes. He is totally outplayed his contract. Now, there haven't been a lot of guys outplay their contracts. Matter of fact, some guys probably need to give some money back that they won't. But there are guys, and here's the problem. Here's the problem you have. Last year, you dish out a whole bunch of money to four guys. Thought that was the right thing to do. They're going to be here for a while. Obviously, then we're going to be one-hit wonders to give them that kind of money. And now it's like, uh-oh, we got to slow down on these extensions and slow down on this guaranteed money. Love to do it, but we need to slow down and see what we're doing here first. So I think Jonnu Smith's going to be here. I know he doesn't want to play for $4.2 million and has to look at that list of ranking of where everybody's making, and you're 32nd. You got teams that have two tight ends making more than he is. So I know that's – so they got some things to get worked out. They got some things, and Drew is representing the two guys that have a right to bark the loudest. So we haven't heard a word from Zach. So if Zach's doing anything, it's really quiet. But Drew hasn't been real quiet. That work he did, it wasn't a threat. It was just how much I love Miami fans, how much I love living here. I even coach my kids down here.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday especially was frustrating to hear Pete Prisco come on and say the Dolphins are, you know, at the bottom of the AFC East. It's like this should have been an easy opportunity for them to at least be better than the Jets and Patriots.
Woody, I don't know if they're better. I don't know if those other two teams are better.
They're close.
Well, whatever you want because of the splash they made. You know, we made those splashes, and we didn't all of a sudden, like,
I don't know. You had a lot of trouble with them last year.
Slow down. Well, Jets beat us.
Yeah. But this should have been your, you know, they lost the quarterback. Patriots, their wide receivers out there, you know, their big signings out there. You know,
I don't think
God knows what in the ocean.
I don't think much of the wide receiving core for the Jets outside of their number one guy, and he's back with his college quarterback.
Yeah,
and I don't think much of the Patriot group. You're counting on, you know, Stephon Diggs, who's still not healthy. He's coming off an ACL, which takes a while. And Father Time, what is he, 31? He's a 31-year-old receiver now, too. So, but well, listen, they have. I looked at the depth chart last night, and I got to tell you, the Patriots' defense on paper looks really good. It does. Barmore coming back from injury, and what they've added, they've always had good safety play, but the guys on the outside and have added some pass rushers. It's
just weird it gets to this point, too, like with a Jonnu Smith, like where Drew has to put out a statement like that.
That's his job.
I know, but it shouldn't get to that point. Like, the guy clearly outperformed his contract. Like, it's, you know.
They knew.
Come on.
They knew right after the season, these guys are in the business. Brandon Shore, definitely. Chris Greer, they're in the business of knowing. It's not the coach's job. Like, okay, agent's going to be calling, guys. We got two guys that, hey, the Dolphins know they outplayed their contract, those two guys. Drew's two guys have outplayed their contracts. You know what Zach Sealer guys are getting? You know what 10 sacks is getting from a defensive tackle position? Hell, 10 sacks out wide. Double-digit sacks. You know the kind of money it's getting you in the open market? Ask his buddy Christian Wilkins. Except, you know, Christian's a little bit younger. But, yeah, I know Zach can't be like, okay, it was nice you gave me the extension when you did, but I have outplayed this thing. Hell, we got guys making $30 million a year. So, anyway, and you're right, Woody. I don't know how you jump on these things earlier. I don't know. We seem to always be behind the eight ball, right? Every time it's
I don't know how many other teams are dealing with this right now, like while they're all in.
Oh, I think everybody. I think everybody's got a little bit of this. I do. I don't think we're the only one that's got guys aren't happy with their contracts. Right? I mean, I
hope not.
I don't.
But you're losing two. If Jonnu ends up going, you're losing two very key pieces to your team before you even get the training camp. That's
well,
not good.
Well, Jonnu is, listen, from what Jonnu's making and what I'm guessing he wants is a Pro Bowl tight end. They're from $4 million probably to $15, $16, $17 million a year. I just don't see the Dolphins giving him that money after amount of money given out last year.
All right, so where does that leave us then?
Well, he's under contract here.
Force him to play?
Well,
That'll go well.
By the way, they can learn from everybody before them how.
Yeah.
If you're not happy with your contract, go to camp and sit out certain drills, and everybody can go. Oh, what's that new thing called where you're there? There's
oh,
a name,
hold
not
in.
A holdout, hold in.
Yeah,
is that what it is? The hold in.
I guess
that seems.
Hey man, look, the Dolphins did this to themselves though by paying all these other guys, so I'm guessing they're seen as a team that likes to give out contracts.
Well, they had some guys.
They gave Mike. Didn't they give Chris an extension?
Nobody knows.
Chris got one.
Nobody knows.
Mike
about,
got one.
Nobody knows for sure if Chris got one. Mike got an extension.
Chris might have a lifetime contract. Who knows? He's not going anywhere. Especially if this is considered a rebuild, like everyone keeps saying, or a reset, whatever you want to call it.
So now the question is, and the guys from SI, Albert Breer, and those guys were talking about this, is this going to be about, not necessarily about record? I don't think it is. I think it's always about record, especially now. We're not doing, we did one of these a few years back and didn't go well. So we're trying to win games. We should always be trying to win games. That should be number one. I'm guessing they sold the owner on, we're about winning games no matter what you hear, Mr. Ross. We are going to try to win 10. We're going for it. And we think that we have a playoff team. That's what I'd be reporting to the owner. But it's also going to be about, now that we're past the trade for players like we did to get some of the guys that have new contracts, I think a lot of this is going to be about how, and these guys talked about it, how some of the young players play. How good is Patrick Paul going to be? How good is Chop Robinson going to be? How good are these young guys, Kenneth Grant and the rest of that, this draft class that he just had, Jordan Phillips? How good are your two defensive tackles? How good is your right guard going to be? Or left guard, Jonah Savanea, how good's he going to be? And I think you're going to have some more guys in that draft class have to play at some point. If you're going younger, you had a big class, although it got smaller because of some trade moves you made, especially to move up in that second pick. But you need to play some of those guys. So
a couple of quick texts here. This guy says Chris Greer never has a plan. He just reacts to stuff. If trading Smith was part of a plan, they should have just drafted Mason Taylor.
Well,
you could have. Yes, you could have addressed that position if you thought this was going to come up.
If we were to find out that a guy goes to a Pro Bowl with 88 catches and 8 touchdowns, and they thought he was going to be fine watching all these guys get these contracts this offseason, he was going to be okay with $4.2 million base salary this year for his production, boy, I'll tell you what, then you got to start looking at some guys like, hey, maybe – like, you want those guys to – Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith were great stories. Like, the first part of this, to give Chris Greer credit, he went out and got two guys from the Atlanta Falcons who ended up being – when you look at money and production, we got our money's worth. We got our money's worth from our tight end and Calais Campbell. I mean, 100%, we got our money. Money's worth. Now, the problem is, Calais says, okay, you just got a really good me, and we didn't offer enough money, and he went somewhere else. I was told that. It wasn't just that he wanted to go to Arizona, because he got a home here. And the second thing is, Jonnu Smith was, we got him, he was a backup, tight end. And by the way, it looks like Atlanta wants to try to trade their number one tight end. That guy, by the way, were we all wrong about him?
Oh, he stinks, yeah.
Florida Gator guy, I thought he was going to be
he's terrible.
What happened to that guy?
Total stiff.
Is he bad? They're not going to give up on him yet, can they?
He's terrible.
What is this, year four?
Yeah, but it's not. It's just not there, man. I don't know what everyone saw.
What do you mean? Come on, Woody. You were one of the guys.
He doesn't even show flashes.
Woody, I know, but you were one of the guys when he was coming out. We were talking about him.
I just buy into hype, dude. That's all. I don't evaluate players. I just buy into whatever the hype is. That guy was hyped up.
Oh, we were there.
He said he was the number one. I mean, we were there. Generational, I think, was
what
they
said. We were there for
the
workout, and then remember? Because the workout was the same time that the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver from LSU was having his workout. And we had to divide the guys up. Some had to stay in.
So I guess we did okay, right? I mean, obviously, Jamar Chase would have been a significant upgrade, but you could have taken Pitts and been really screwed. So we did okay.
Pitts is one of those guys, because I remember all the things they were saying about how good he was going to be.
Generational, they said, yes.
Like, there are people now saying, wow. Even Gator fans, like, I didn't think he was going to be this bad. He's
horrific. He's one of those players that, like, at the end of the fantasy draft, you take a flyer on him. You're like, maybe this is the year where he learns how to play. It's not going to happen.
Not looking good. This late into the ball game, is it? You usually know what your first-round pick looks like.
Another Gator bust, man.
All right. Hey,
that quarterback in Indy, he's
You got your shot in there. You got your shot in there. Hey, are you, before we go to break, you feeling stuck on the sidelines? Hey, man, don't feel alone. It happens. It's happening to a lot of people. It's happening to families, helping to a lot of people out there. Anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little too hard on the booze right now. When you get into that funk, as I like to call it, every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. They have custom care. Boy, I'll tell you what, man, they just put you in programs that are just fantastic. You're going to get great results. No judgment, just results. Most insurance accepted. It's time to call an Audible. All right? Are you ready to make a change? Call 954-737-4508. Are you ready to reach out for some help? Visit recoveryunplugged.com. Learn more. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody here on this rainy South Florida day. Woody, you were very good to me yesterday because the rains up on the tennis courts didn't hit till 12:30, and I had a massive sweat. So as I got to the car just as it started, it was perfect. But today got an early jump this morning because it was coming down hard. So if you're on the road there, man, hang in there and slow it down a little bit. Slow it down. So the rest of us can
get. You think one of these days they're going to, like, I don't know, however they get water to drain, like maybe build a few more of them so that the roads don't flood every time it rains?
No, and I'll tell you why.
It does tend to rain here often.
No, but I got a theory on that. Like, they don't want to change because the flooded areas, when there is a heavy rain, all the TV stations know exactly where to go, where they can go back to that home and go, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, how are you? Your home's flooded, and she walks them through the house, and there's 8 inches of rain. This happens every year. Yes, the rain came down. They know.
You Aaron Rodgers? That's a next-level conspiracy. I mean, I like that. Jeez, man.
No, I'm joking. But the TV stations.
Do you think the TV stations?
They know exactly where to go. Like, all right, rain all night. Sam, you know where you're going today. Yes, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And bring the boat. Bring the boat just in case so you can paddle in the back.
I think Miami's too busy right now trying to fix the Golden Glades where the turnpike turns into 95.
By the way.
That I'm guessing that's probably, 50 years from now?
There's a good chance when they officially say, hey, we got great news, it's done, I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Good chance I'm dead. What's this other crap they're building downtown with those ridiculous bridges? Have you seen those things?
No. I haven't.
It's like near the arena. There's like all these like wild-looking bridges that, I don't know, they'll probably be building for the next 100 years.
All I know is we got a lot of people living here, and I think they've kind of figured out we need to expand some roads here. We need a couple extra lanes going both ways with the amount of traffic. So people can continue go Dade, Broward, Broward, Dade, 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 Broward, Broward, Dade, Broward, the whole combination of things. Hey, by the way, man, congratulations to Canes baseball. They get a beating quietly. Everybody beats on the Canes baseball. We beat on all the teams that have been really good at some point, and now they're not. But that's a nice win on the road to win that tournament. And a move on to the Super Regional for the Miami Hurricanes. JD's guys get a 5-4 win. Nice bounce back. Night before lost 17-6 to the same team and come back and get a 5-4 win. So good stuff. And also congratulations to Alexander Barkov, Selke Trophy for the NHL's top defensive forward. Third time he's won that. And he also got the King Clancy Memorial Trophy. So, good stuff, man. Good stuff for the Panthers. They are officially in the air on their way to Edmonton for game one tomorrow night. Game one tomorrow night. You won't have to wait long because they'll play again on Friday night. And then we'll have two games, Monday and Thursday sound right, Woody? Monday, Thursday games? I think I'm going Thursday. I think I'm going to show up and be a little tired Friday morning with you, Wood, here for all this stuff. So, anyway, we have that. We have all this Dolphin stuff. I know. Hey, listen, it's part of business. It's not anything stay going? I don't know. A lot of it, there's a chance that two out of three guys are going to be here. I think there's a really good chance. Jonnu Smith's not going anywhere, and Tyreek Hill is not going anywhere, and Jalen Ramsey is definitely out of here. But you've known that for a while. Boy, I'll tell you what, things ought to be really bad, really, really bad. I would love to know the story that put it over the top where they said, Jalen Ramsey, we're going to pass. And by the way, don't think that he might not have said the same thing to them, like, get me out of here. Like, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. That could have happened. Everybody's playing nice because you don't want to hurt the value of the trade. So everybody's playing by the rules right now and trying to be nice and saying a lot of nice things. But at some point, Jalen Ramsey's going to have a bad day, and he is going to he's going to unload on what happened here. Right? With all the podcast, Jalen Ramsey's going to have that moment. It's just in him. He's got to. That he's got to let everybody know. Like, whatever's being said about him, he's going to say, enough's enough, that I'm some kind of bad guy and not a good team guy. He's not going to like what they're saying about him, whether it's true or not. And he'll let it rip. And then that'll give everybody a chance to talk about this whole thing. Boy, I'll tell you what, though, and I almost forgot about Zach Sealer. Zach Sealer can't be happy with his contract. You got limited amount of years, man. He plays one of those positions, right? Defensive tackle, defensive end in there, inside. Back-to-back, 10-sack seasons. And what did he get the new contract? 2 years ago, Woody? Does that sound right? He got an extension 2 years ago? Maybe a year ago. But it wasn't very much. It wasn't what all the top dogs are getting right now, for sure. So, and he's been one of the leaders this offseason. He has been one of the guys that's been really involved and the coach can lean on a little bit, and he's got to play with a bunch of rookies. He's got three guys they drafted that he's going to spend a lot of time with, for sure. All right. Hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, is going to join us coming up here. We'll talk more about the Dolphins as they get set for end of OTAs over to minicamp. Beverly's Jewelers, boy, they're there every year. They've been there forever, man. I've been going to Beverly's Jewelers and been with Jeff for 30-something years, man. I've actually never gone anywhere else. Everything I do, usually it gets approved by Jeff or Amanda, so I know what I'm doing. But from the first engagement ring till now, boy, I've been there a long, long time because I've been married 30 years now. Beverly's Jewelers has been my jeweler, and they're going to be yours once you see some of the things they have. I got to tell you about the latest. This stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. It is gorgeous. Choose from all shapes, larger size available for similar savings. This won't go forever. People have been coming in, checking on it. Love it. It's been a big hit. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Man, I trust Beverly's Jewelers for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, anything else. Beverly's Jewelers, located in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard, or go online to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida really does get engaged.